Good afternoon, everybody. I am your host, Andrew, host of Richard Ringside Radio, and welcome to Richard's Ringside Radio. And new broadcast time and date. We used to be Wednesdays 4 to 5, but we have now moved to Mondays 4:30 to 5:30. So this is our first time being back since the break, or I guess from the break. So naturally, we have a lot of news to cover. And but before that, I want to wish you guys all a good luck in the new semester for all of you students out there. A good new year to everybody listening. So I hope everyone's having a great day so far, and without further ado, let's get started. Okay, so we have a lot of news to cover, because this has been like a week and a half of news so far. So we'll get started right away with Mikhail Sergachev, the Tampa Bay defenseman, being fined $2,403.67 for cross-checking Buffalo Sabres forward Johan Larsson. So a little minor fine there for Sergachev. This was a rather big piece of news, I think about a week and a half ago, where former Blue Jackets captain Rick Nash retires from the NHL after 15 NHL seasons. So he retired due to concussion symptoms. So, you know, if you don't know Rick Nash, you're probably, if the name sounds familiar, I suppose most people would probably know him from his days as being captain of the Blue Jackets or his long tenure with the New York Rangers. He also had a brief stint with Boston last season for half the season. Not even half the season, like 20 games in the playoffs. Rick Nash led all Columbus... my apologies. He led Columbus all-time in games played, goals, assists, and points. So he's the franchise leader in all most offensive categories for the team. He had 805 career points in 1,060 games. So quite a career there for Rick Nash. He also had two gold medals as a Canadian athlete, with the Olympic team. I think it was the 2010 Vancouver Games and the 2002 Torino, I believe it was. I'm not sure. He also won the Rocket Richard Trophy as the league's top goal scorer at one point in his career. So a great career for Rick Nash. He will be missed in the NHL. NBC commentator Mike Emmerich was voted into the National Sports Media Association Hall of Fame. Most people, well, at least I know Mike Emmerich from his commentary on the EA Sports games, mostly the NHL, where he does his commentating as Doc Emmerich, his nickname. But yeah, he's an NBC commentator, and he's making it into the National Sport Media Association Hall of Fame. So congratulations to him. Another retirement in the NHL, former Habs defenseman Josh Georges retires from the NHL. Georges had 13 seasons. He was an undrafted player. He did, however, amass 124 points in 784 games with the Sharks, Habs, and finally with the Buffalo Sabres. The Anaheim Ducks traded forward Andrew Cogliano to the Dallas Stars for forward Devin Shore. Fun fact. Or not a fun fact. I don't know why it's not a fun fact. My apologies. So I see this as a bit of, again, this was a while ago, when Anaheim was on their 11-game losing streak. I see it as a way for them shaking up their lineup, going from old to young. Cogliano, a solid vet, plays a lot of games, third, fourth line minutes, but still a valuable piece to any lineup. Devin Shore, pretty good player. Again, I think it's a solid player for Blair. The Ducks getting that influx of youth that they were looking for. Furthering that more, the Ducks are not considering firing their head coach Randy Carlyle amidst their 11-game losing streak, which they did break. I think it ended up being a 12-game losing streak, which they ended up breaking, but they're losing again now. Another trade, the Vancouver Canucks traded defenseman Michael Delzato to Anaheim for former first-round pick Luke Shen and a seventh-rounder. I think this is a better deal for Anaheim. They get a pretty solid defenseman in Michael Delzato, who, you know, saw his best days in the with the Rangers organization, and has been kind of up and down since. He's kind of been around the league lately, going from the Rangers to, I believe it was Nashville, and then he had a short stint in Philadelphia, and then most recently signing with the Canucks, and now he's in Anaheim. And the Canucks return Luke Shen, not a great defenseman. I believe he was drafted like fourth overall at some point, which is a huge bust. And a seventh rounder is not a lot. So it really depends how much Del Zotto can actually bring to Anaheim. Otherwise, it's a pretty minor deal. Another minor deal by the Anaheim Ducks, they traded Pontus Aberg for Justin Kloos to the Minnesota Wild. Again, another minor deal, but three deals in the past couple of days that the Anaheim Ducks were involved in. You know, proof that they're looking to shake things up in their lineup. Okay, so the main feature for today, I don't know if I want to get into it right now. We'll get to it later. Yeah, we'll save it. We'll get through all the news first, and then we'll get to our feature for today. Okay. Montreal Canadiens forward Paul Byron suspended for 3 games for his hit on Florida defenseman Mackenzie Weegar. I saw the hit. Yeah, he got a lot of speed, and he did jump a little bit off the ice. So, yeah, I think 3 games is a little much for Byron, who's not a dirty player by any stretch of the imagination, doesn't have any prior suspensions or fines or anything. So I think 3 games is a bit much. I think 2 would have been reasonable. A big blow to the hockey community. There will be no World Cup of Hockey in 2020. If you remember, in 2016, there was a World Cup of Hockey hosted in Toronto, in which there were multiple teams, Team Canada, Team USA, Team North America, Team Europe, Russia, Sweden, Finland. I think there was a Czech team and a Slovakian team, I believe. And the Canadians ended up winning. But yeah, there will be no World Cup of Hockey in 2020. The two sides just couldn't come together for a deal, and they found it too abrasive on the NHL season. So they decided to reject it, but there are still hopes that there could be another World Cup of Hockey involving the NHL players eventually. Another big retirement, well, this isn't really a retirement, but another big set of news for a player who, you know, we haven't heard their name in a while. Jerome Iginla, the former Calgary Flame, Pittsburgh Penguin, Boston Bruin, LA King, and Colorado Avalanche, and also Dallas Star, is to have his number 12 retired by the Calgary Flames on March the 2nd. So he's an all-time leader in goals with 525, the all-time leader in points with 1,095, or is that 95? I think that says 95. And 1,219 games played. So he's the leader in all three of those categories for the Calgary Flames. And Iginla ended up finishing his career with 1,300 points total. But again, 1,995 of those points came with the Calgary Flames. So he was a captain there for a very long time, and very honored to have his number retired. I think his number's, I think, third or fourth to be retired by the Calgary Flames organization. So congratulations to Jerome Iginla. I didn't write anything down, but he had numerous accolades. Rocket Richard, gold medals, Art Ross. I believe he, I'm not sure if he won an Art Ross. But definitely Rocket Richard, I believe. Actually, that's going to bother me. I'll look it up right now. Sorry, but this is why you should put a lot of research into your stuff. But naturally, it all gets lost in the mix. Jerome Iginla Trophy. Sorry. Okay. So he won the Mark Messier Leadership Award, the NHL Foundation Player Award, the Art Ross. I knew he won Art Ross. Two Maurice Richard trophies, 1 Ted Lindsay, and 1 King Clancy. I don't know why I didn't write any of that down. Anywho, yeah, just a little summary there for Jerome Iginla. Okay. Moving on, a big trade I would consider. The Minnesota Wild trade forward Nino Niederreiter to the Carolina Hurricanes for centerman Victor Rask. Two very well-known players, looking for perhaps a change in scenery. And both could do well with one. So I think it's a pretty solid deal, back and forth. Yeah, I think it's a good one-for-one trade. So we'll have to see how they work, out with each team. But I'm excited for that, for these players to be in a new environment, new lineups, different chemistries, and see what they can bring to each team. As both teams are, the Wild, they're fighting for a wild card spot. Carolina, a little far back of one of the wild card spots in the East, but they could still surprise a few people. Moving on, Patrick Berglund, my apologies, the former Buffalo Sabres player, saying that he might never play hockey again, as he says he has lost his desire to play as his contract was terminated by the Buffalo Sabres as he failed to report, I believe it was a practice or a game or something. He came over in a trade, in the Ryan O'Reilly trade, and very clearly was not happy playing in Buffalo. Kind of a rough situation out there, so I won't really touch on it very much because I don't know too much about it, but I just thought I'd mention that, it's very rare that you ever see a professional athlete say that they will, they've lost the desire to play, especially when their career could, Berglund, I believe, would still have a fair amount to bring to a team, third, fourth line, probably third line, I would say, but regardless, we've gone to more joyous news. New York Rangers goaltender Henrik Lundqvist passes Terry Sawchuk for sixth all-time in NHL wins with 446, I believe it was. So, in my opinion, Henrik Lundqvist, I would argue, probably one of the best goaltenders since Martin Brodeur. I mean, I can't think of many other goalies in between that time who would compete with that. Maybe Ryan Miller, perhaps, Fleury, Marc-Andre Fleury, apologies. Braden Holtby's kind of hit or miss. I would probably say Henrik Lundqvist is probably the greatest goalie since Martin Brodeur to play in the NHL. Speaking of great goalies, Tuukka Rask, soon to be the all-time victory leader in Boston Bruins history. So Tuukka Rask does have a Stanley Cup, however, he was a backup for Tim Thomas in the 2011 playoffs, and he did win a Vezina back in 2014 when the Bruins made a run for the Stanley Cup, losing in the Stanley Cup Finals to the Blackhawks. However, this storyline was interrupted by the New York Rangers forward Philip Chytil as he ran into Rask, and Rask did suffer a concussion in that game, so he did not get the victory. So he will have to wait until he can be the sole leader in Bruins victories. Minnesota Wild defenseman Matt Dumba has stated that he has no timetable for his return for a torn pectoral muscle, but he does say he will be back. May not be this season, which would be a major blow to the Minnesota Wild, but he will be back. I don't think it would be a career ending, really. Ryan Johansson, the Nashville Predators forwards, will be suspended 2 games for high-staking Mark Scheifele. Yeah, if you saw it, yikes! It was a rough one. Not gonna lie, Scheifele was cut rather badly on the face, and I'd say it's 2 games. It wasn't malicious. It just it happened, and Johansson and every player really needs to be more careful of where they're waving their sticks. Okay, let's keep going. Start this and we'll come back to that because that's related. Okay, former Tampa Bay Lightning forward Martin St. Louis and recent Hall of Famer Martin St. Louis is named as a special teams consultant for the Blue Jackets. So Martin St. Louis, a 6-time All-Star, 3-time Lady Byng Trophy winner, 1 Hart Trophy, 1 Art Ross, and the Ted Lindsay Trophy winner, and a Stanley Cup champion. Being added to the Blue Jackets organization. Now, I wish Montreal would have brought him on because our special teams is the worst in the league. So we definitely need help with that. But good for Martin St. Louis. Glad to see it's great to see any former player being involved with the sport again. So good for him. San Jose defenseman Erik Karlsson will miss two games because of an LBI, but it is believed that he still will be able to play in the All-Star game, which is being hosted in San Jose. The Carolina Hurricanes re-signed forward Tuukka Teravainen to a 5-year, $27 million contract with an AAV, which is your average salary per year, of 5.4. I think it's a pretty solid deal. I think Teravainen, who plays first, second line, for 5.4, it's very solid for the amount of points he puts up. He's second on the team in scoring, and I think it's a very solid deal for Teravainen and the Hurricanes. So, yeah, I'd say it's a pretty solid deal. He's nice and young, 5 years. It's a good deal. I believe... Okay, so Jonathan Toews, the Chicago Blackhawks captain, becomes the third active player to score at least 20 goals in his first 12 NHL seasons. He joins Patrick Kane and Alex Ovechkin as the only players active currently to achieve this feat. So congratulations to Toews, as he had a hat trick just last night. The Edmonton Oilers placed struggling forwards Ryan Spooner and Ty Ratty on waivers. Yikes. If you remember, Ryan Spooner was acquired in the Ryan Strome trade. And Strome, I mean, I haven't heard great things from you know, him out in the New York. But for Spooner to be so quickly put on waivers after a trade, it's, wow. And Ty Ratty, earlier in the season, was hyped to be, you know, running co-pilot or running side gun or whatever you want to say. He was supposed to be you know, playing great with McDavid in training camp. He was supposed to be, you know, like the winger that was supposed to, like, in, you know, bring Edmonton's scoring to another level. And now he's on waivers. I think somebody should pick him up, if I'm honest. If I was a general manager and I saw somebody like Ty Ratty, who has potential and had a great start to the year and a great start in the preseason on a very lucrative 1-year, $800,000 deal and as a restricted free agent, I would pick him up. Wait, no, if he's a restricted free agent, I'm pretty sure he can just... Never mind. I'm not sure about that anymore. Because I'm pretty sure if you're a restricted free agent, you can't be claimed on waivers. So disregard that. Ryan Spooner, however, I think he's on $3 million, around that area of cap. It's a tough one. But for... It's just like that move there, putting Spooner on waivers, is just... It's a cherry on top of terrible moves made by Edmonton GM Peter Chiarelli. I really don't know how this guy still has a job. I honestly don't. Like, first off, he was fired from Boston because of the terrible moves he was making. Like, I just can't stress how many terrible moves that handicapped that team for a long time. Well, not too long, but imagine where they could be now if they would have hung on to some of the pieces that he would have got rid of, that he did get rid of. You know, and I know that a lot of these players that he did trade away are cited for, you know, locker room issues and such, but I mean, come on, I don't care if it's locker room or not, you can still fetch a lot for these guys. Like, he got rid of guys like Dougie Hamilton for peanuts. He got rid of Milan Lucic, who was a heart and soul Boston Bruin player. I mean, I still think Milan Lucic today, whenever I think of him, I think of the Boston Bruins, because he was a Bruins player through and through, and I really disagreed with that trade. And I disagree with that one a lot. Hamilton was a very solid defenseman, even though he's supposed to be on the move right now again, but I still think he would have been, you know, a good second pairing, maybe even a first pairing defenseman. And probably the biggest trade made that just blew me away is the Tyler Seguin deal to Dallas. Like, that was the nail in the coffin for me. And it, you know, and there's some other deals that I personally didn't like the getting rid of Andrew Ferentz, the getting rid of Adam McQuaid, the not re-signing of Jaromir Jagr. Plenty of deals that I just really, really did not like that Chiarelli made on behalf of the Bruins, for the Bruins. That just, you know, picked that team apart. I really didn't like. You know, the biggest one, going back to Tyler Seguin, where Seguin was a premier player, still hadn't hit his potential completely. I think if you just nurture that player, or even just trade him for something more than Louis Erickson and a few other players, you would have gotten so much. Like, look at what Seguin is now. I don't know. Blows my mind. And then, you know, he goes to Edmonton, and just the mistakes he's made since he's been there. The Lucic deal. Again, I know he has a personal attachment to Lucic. I do too. But you don't go and sign a guy like that $6 million a year. You just don't. I don't care how badly you need him. You don't sign him for that long on $6 million. It's ludicrous. Because nobody else would sign him for that. And what are some other terrible trades? Oh, gosh. The Hall for Larson trade. That was terrible. Larson's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But he's no way near as good as Taylor Hall. Taylor Hall is an immaculate player. This is a guy who won the Ted Lindsay last year. And, man, I don't know. Getting rid of him was a huge mistake. And then Jordan Eberle for Ryan Strome, also a really terrible deal. Now, whenever I think of the Edmonton Oilers, I think of, well, in recent years, right? I think of three players. Connor McDavid, Taylor Hall, well, I guess four. Connor McDavid, Taylor Hall, or even before McDavid got there, I thought of Hall, Eberle, and Nugent Hopkins. So, looking at all three of those players, and that was always what was amazing about Edmonton. They had all these first-round players, all these highly coveted prospects, and they still weren't going anywhere. So, what do? You have to trade one of them away to get pieces to plug holes where there's issues. So, I thought of all of those three. Nugent Hopkins will be traded first and not even touch the other two. And then I thought, if you had to, trade away Eberle. But keep Hall. Hall is the center of everything that revolves in Edmonton. And then they did the exact opposite. They traded Hall away first and then Eberle, and then they haven't touched Nugent Hopkins. The mismanagement of that team is incredible. Absolutely outrageous. You telling me Connor McDavid and Taylor Hall on a line and then slot somebody on the right wing? That offense, it would have been amazing. Just a mess out in Edmonton, and I don't know what they're going to do. Goaltending's terrible. Defense is terrible. Offense can't score for some reason. I just don't know. Anyway, moving on from that, another waiver news is that the Ottawa Senators put defenseman Justin Falk on waivers. Okay, so we are going to go to break. When we get back, we will be discussing last night. We will be recapping last night's scores. And then we will actually, yeah, we'll talk about last night's scores next. So here is Babo O'Reilly by The Who. Enjoy. That was Blue Suede Shoes by the great Elvis Presley. I hope you guys enjoyed that, because I sure did. Okay, anyway, we are back now. Okay, alright. Now, not a whole lot of games last night in the NHL, so we'll briefly go quickly through them. Briefly and quickly, two words. Yep, alright. The Chicago Blackhawks beating the struggling Washington Capitals 8-5. Quite the score. The Chicago Blackhawks goal was scored by Brandon Saad, 2 for Patrick Kane, 3 from Jonathan Toews, 1 from Alex DeBrincat, and 1 from Dylan Strome. Washington goals scored by Brooks Orpik, Dmitry Orlov, 2 from John Carlson, and 1 from Matt Niskanen. 34 saves for Chicago's goalie Colin Delia, and Braden Holtby made 7 saves before being pulled for Phoenix Copley, who made 14 saves. The New York Islanders beating the Anaheim Ducks 3-0 last night. Goal scored from the Islanders, 2 from Kyle Clutterbuck and 1 from Leo Komarov. Robin Leonard having quite the season for himself. Made 19 saves. Meanwhile, Chad Johnson for the Anaheim Ducks making 25. The Vancouver Canucks beating the Detroit Red Wings 3-2. Vancouver goals scored by Elias Pettersson, Bo Horvat, and Antoine Roussel. Detroit goals scored by two veterans, Frans Nielsen and Thomas Vanek. Bernier made 28 saves for the Red Wings in the loss, and Jakob Markstrom made 35 saves for the win. The Arizona Coyotes beating the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-2. Arizona goals scored by Adrian Kempe, Clayton Keller, Vinny Inestroza, and Lawson Kraus. Toronto goals scored by Travis Dermont and John Tavares. Frederick Anderson made 27 saves in the Leafs loss, and Darcy Kemper made 24 saves in the victory for Arizona. The Carolina Hurricanes beat the Edmonton Oilers 7-4. Carolina goals scored by Evgeny Svechnikov, two from the recently acquired Nino Niederreiter, one from Jamie McGinn, and two from, I want to say, Linus Wallmark. I can't remember his first name. Two goals scored from Wallmark, and one from Jordan Martinuk. Edmonton goals scored by one from Brandon Manning, two for Leon Draisaitl, and one for Zach Kashian. Mika Koskinen made 15 saves, and so did Max Talbot. I'm not sure who got pulled first. Max Talbot made 12 saves in the game. Meanwhile, Carolina's goalie, Peter Mrazek, made 17 saves for the victory. Okay, that is all of last night's games. Let's chalk you up for tonight's games. Actually, you know, we can probably save that for the end of the show. Well, we can give you a summary of the games that are already happening right now. Nashville is currently up 3-1 against the Colorado Avalanche. Nashville goals score so far, one from Nick Bonino, one from Roman Josi, and one from Victor Arvidsson. Colorado's lone goal scored by Alexander Kerfoot, and they are just starting the third period. And it's end of the first in the St. Louis and LA game. Right now, St. Louis is up 2-1. One goal from Mackenzie McCarron. Don't want to say that. And one from Oscar Sundqvist. And the lone LA goal scored by Tyler Toffoli. Like I said, they just finished the first. St. Louis up by one. Your games that are still waiting to occur tonight. 6 p.m. Eastern time. Minnesota taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. And at 7 p.m., the San Jose Sharks taking on the Florida Panthers. So those are your only games for tonight. Okay, let us talk now about the NHL All-Star Game. So the NHL All-Star Game is supposed to be taking place this weekend, January 25th and 26th. So it's actually Friday, Saturday. Recent news involving the All-Star Game is that Taylor Hall will miss the All-Star Game due to injury. Which, you know, it happens. The last man voting, it was an initiative put up at the NHL to have fans vote in one player from each division to the All-Star team. And, you know, that player, once the votes have been tallied, then, you know, they would be named to their respective division All-Star teams. So the last man in voting has announced that Jeff Skinner of the Buffalo Sabres is named the All-Star team for the Atlantic Division. Gabriel Landeskog from the Colorado Avalanche is named to the Central Division All-Star team. Chris Letang of the Pittsburgh Penguins has been named to the Metro Division All-Star team. And Leon Draisaitl of the Edmonton Oilers is named to the Pacific Division All-Star team. Like I said, the All-Star Game is taking place on the 25th and 6th. So if you don't know already, here are the All-Star rosters per division. So we will start in the East with the Atlantic Division. So we have Jack Eichel and Jeff Skinner from the Buffalo Sabres, Nikita Kucherov and Steven Stamkos from the Tampa Bay Lightning, David Pastrnak from the Boston Bruins, Austin Matthews, who's captain of the Atlantic Division team, and John Tavares from the Toronto Maple Leafs, Thomas Chabot from the Ottawa Senators, Keith Yandel from the Florida Panthers, Jimmy Howard from the Detroit Red Wings, and Andrei Vasilevskiy from the Tampa Bay Lightning, who is replacing Carey Price in the All-Star game. Carey Price dropping out to rest an injury. In the Metro Division, we have Sebastian Aho from the Carolina Hurricanes, Cam Atkinson from the Columbus Blue Jackets, Matthew Barzal from the New York Islanders, Sidney Crosby from the Pittsburgh Penguins, Claude Giroux from the Philadelphia Flyers. I'm not sure he's replacing Hall. Oh, no, sorry. Kyle Palmieri is replacing Taylor Hall to represent the New Jersey Devils for the Metro. So Hall is out. Palmieri is in. John Carlson from the Washington Capitals. Seth Jones from the Columbus Blue Jackets. Chris Letang from the Pittsburgh Penguins. Braden Holtby from the Washington Capitals. And the king himself, Henrik Lundqvist, from the New York Rangers. Name to the team. What was I going to say? Ooh. I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Alex Ovechkin was on the Metro team, but he dropped. He decided to skip this year's All-Star game. He was captain, if I didn't already say that. Moving on to the Central Division, we have Patrick Kane from the Chicago Blackhawks, Gabriel Landeskog, Nate McKinnon, and Mikko Rantanen from the Colorado Avalanche, Ryan O'Reilly from the St. Louis Blues, Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler from the Winnipeg Jets, Miro Heiskanen, the Dallas Stars rookie, Roman Josi from the Nashville Predators, Devin Dubnyk from the Minnesota Wild, and Pekka Rinne from the Nashville Predators, all on the Central Division's all-star roster. Sorry, tongue twisted today, for sure. And in the Pacific Division, we have Johnny Gaudreau from the Calgary Flames, Clayton Keller from the Arizona Coyotes, Connor McDavid from the Edmonton Oilers, and Leon Draisaitl from the Edmonton Oilers, Joe Pavelski and Brett Burns. I'm very tongue-tied today. Let's start that over. In the Pacific Division, we have Johnny Gaudreau from the Calgary Flames, Clayton Keller from the Arizona Coyotes, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl from the Edmonton Oilers, Joe Pavelski from the San Jose Sharks, Elias Pettersson from the Vancouver Canucks, Brett Burns from the San Jose Sharks, Drew Doughty from the LA Kings, Eric Karlsson from the San Jose Sharks, Marc-Andre Fleury from the Vegas Golden Knights, and John Gibson from the Anaheim Ducks. So, I'm trying to recall. So, McDavid is captain of the Pacific Division. The Central Division is being captained by... I don't remember. Oh, I want to say McKinnon, but I'm not sure. And the Metro was supposed to be captained by Alex Ovechkin. But now I'm not so sure who was supposed to be captaining the Central. I want to say McKinnon. We're going to go with McKinnon. Okay. So, what are my thoughts on this? I think they're good rosters, don't get me wrong, but I think there's a lot of players who are... That's what I don't like about the All-Star rosters, is very selective, and especially now that it's very fan-oriented, now that fans are getting to vote in players, which I always thought was a mistake, because we had the whole John Scott debacle, which I'll agree was a great moment, and the fan voting did get Jaromir Jagr into one last All-Star game. But I just think it's kind of a mess. I think there's a lot of notable players who didn't make the teams, and which I wrote down, who I felt deserved to be on the team and the All-Star rosters and didn't make it. So here are the players as follows in order of teams. From the Anaheim Ducks, I believe that Ryan Getzlaf could have been a player who could have got a nod. He wasn't the last man in voting, but didn't win. Oliver Ekman-Larsson of the Arizona Coyotes has always been a staple for Arizona, but instead they had to send Clayton Keller. Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand were very big, notable exclusions from the All-Star roster. Bergeron, I can understand maybe because he was injured, but Marchand, I thought for sure he should be in because he's on a tear this year. But he wasn't even in the last man in voting, which I found was very surprising. Elias Lindholm out in Calgary having a great season. I don't know why he didn't make it. Or at least was in consideration. He might have been, but I might have been in the last man voting, but I don't recall. Matthew Tkachuk, also of the Carolina Hurricanes, Calgary Flames, should have been considered. Sean Monahan of the Flames, Mark Giordano of the Flames, all should have been considered. Mark Giordano most. Justin Falk of the Carolina Hurricanes has always been a staple of representing the Carolina Hurricanes in the All-Star game. Jonathan Toews, a notably missing from the Central Division. Again, he was in the last man voting in, but didn't make it. Sergei Bobrovsky, again, another surprise to not be named to the... I think a lot of it has to do with position as well. Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin of the Dallas Stars, neither of which were named. Seguin being considered in the last man in, but I don't believe Benn was. Dylan Larkin of the Detroit Red Wings wasn't named to the roster either. Alexander Barkov or Aaron Ekblad weren't considered. I thought for sure Ekblad maybe over Yandel. Anze Kopitar, Jonathan Quick weren't considered from the LA Kings. Max Domi, who's off to a great start for the year for the Canadiens. The Canadiens not even having anybody representing them at the All-Star game this year. So Domi wasn't even nominated, nor was he in the last man in voting. Shea Weber was in the last man in voting, but didn't win. I thought Weber should for sure be named to the roster, considering he would make the slapshot competition actually interesting. Peter Forsberg of the Nashville Predators wasn't nominated. Neither was P.K. Subban, and usually he's a fan favorite. Anders Lee of the New York Islanders is having a good season. Mark Stone and Matt Duchene of the Ottawa Senators, I thought, would have been able to, you know, make the roster. Jakub Voracek of the Philadelphia Flyers. Evgeny Malkin, a big surprise not there. Phil Kessel, again, another player who is having a great season, wasn't nominated. Logan Couture of the Sharks. Vladimir Tarasenko of the Blues, who's, you know, a very talented player, notably not there. Alex Pietrangelo is not there. Victor Hedman and Braden Point, both who are having great seasons. Hedman coming off a Norris victory and Point putting up points a lot. A big one that a lot of Leaf fans were upset with was Mitch Marner, who's having a great year leading the Leafs. And again, I've stated my point many, many times that Marner's, in my opinion, better than Austin Matthews, and why Austin Matthews was named captain and Marner wasn't even named to the team, nor the last man in ballot, was very surprising, because I feel like poor Marner doesn't get any respect amongst the league. Morgan Riley was in the last man in voting but didn't win. Which, I mean, again, I really do not like the Leafs, but I still think Riley and Marner should have got some recognition. Frederick Anderson of the Leafs also, I feel like, should have got at least a nod. Alex Ovechkin was named, but is not going. Nicholas Backstrom and Evgeny Kuznetsov of the Washington Capitals didn't get... Well, Backstrom was in the last minute, but still didn't win. And Patrick Laine of the Winnipeg Jets... not named. I think he was in the last minute roster as well, but none of these guys winning. I don't really understand why Jeff Skinner was named. Gabriel Landeskog, I can understand, because he's having a great year with McKinnon and Rantanen. Letang surprised me, I'll be honest, over Backstrom and other players. And Draisaitl also surprised me. Just because I thought that there'd be other players like Giordano who deserved to go. You know, I think if I had my choice, I would probably replace Skinner and Chabot and Yandel and Howard. I wouldn't have Matthews captain, but again, that's the fans. So I would probably put in Bergeron or Marchand or Domi or Weber. Ekblad, Larkin, I don't know. It would take too long for me to rewrite all these, but, you know, I think there's a number of players who I feel like deserve to be on the rosters but didn't make them. Okay, we are going to go on break now, and then when we get back, we're going to be doing a quick analysis of the standings as a wrap-up for today's show. So this is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by The Beatles. Enjoy. That was Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers Band. Okay, so now we are going to give a brief summary of the statistics, not the statistics, but the standings. We're going to give a quick look, and I'll give my opinion on what's going on. So, just to flip the script, because we usually start in the East, we will start with the Pacific Division out in the West. So, right now, as it stands, the Calgary Flames sit in first place with 69 points. The San Jose Sharks close behind with 63 points. Vegas Golden Knights with 62 points. Vancouver is a pretty steep drop between the top three of that division and then the closest, which is Vancouver. Vancouver is 10 points behind Vegas with 52. Anaheim with 51 points for fifth place in the division. Edmonton with 49 points for sixth in the division. Arizona with 48. And Los Angeles with 42 points for the division. And then moving to the Central, we have the Winnipeg Jets leading the division with 64 points. Nashville Predators not far behind with 60 points. Colorado falling far behind, not far behind, but falling behind compared to Winnipeg and Nashville with 52 points, tied with the Dallas Stars. The Minnesota Wild close behind Dallas and Colorado with 51 points. St. Louis making possibly a playoff push with 47 points, and the Chicago Blackhawks with 43 points. Moving to the Metropolitan Division, we have the New York Islanders surprisingly leading the pack out in the Metro with 62 points, followed closely behind by the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Washington Capitals with 59 points, and the Penguins not far behind with 58. Carolina rounding out at 5 with 51 points, the New York Rangers with 49 points for 6th place, the Philadelphia Flyers with 44 points for 7th, and last in the division is the New Jersey Devils with 43 points. Moving to the Atlantic Division, Tampa Bay is still running away with that division with 76 points in 49 games to lead that division. The Toronto Maple Leafs with 60 points, followed closely behind by the Boston Bruins and the Montreal Canadiens, who both have 59 points, just 1 point back of the Leafs. The Buffalo Sabres falling to fifth in the division with 54 points, Florida with 46 for sixth, the Ottawa Senators and the Detroit Red Wings both with 43 points. We shall now look at the wild card spots to see who can make the playoffs this year. So in the East, in the Atlantic Division, the top three teams in the Atlantic, Tampa, Toronto, Boston. And in the Metro, it's the Islanders, Blue Jackets, and the Caps. So close behind, the two wild card spots are currently being possessed. The first one by the Montreal Canadiens, again, 1 point behind the Toronto Maple Leafs. And the Pittsburgh Penguins, 1 point back of the Washington Capitals. So the Penguins having that second wildcard spot, and Buffalo, 4 points back of the Pittsburgh Penguins for that second wildcard spot. And then moving to the West, we have the Winnipeg Jets, the Nashville Predators, and the Colorado Avalanche leading the Central Division. And in the Pacific, we have the Calgary Flames, San Jose Sharks, and the Vegas Golden Knights. So currently, the top two wildcard spots are owned by the Dallas Stars and the Vancouver Canucks, both with 52 points. Actually, Dallas is tied with Colorado for 52 points. Minnesota and Anaheim just 2 points, just 1 point back of the wildcard spots. So things could change very quickly. Edmonton wouldn't count them out either. But if we're counting Edmonton pretty close, and Arizona is not that bad, and neither is St. Louis. So the West continues to be quite tough. Now we'll look very quickly at the league standings. So the top 10 teams are as follows. The Tampa Bay Lightning with 76 points. The Calgary Flames with 69 points. The Winnipeg Jets with 64. The San Jose Sharks with 63. The New York Islanders making a really big surprise with 62 points for fifth. The Vegas Golden Knights with 62 points at six. The Toronto Maple Leafs, 60 points for seventh. Nashville Predators, eighth with 60 points. Columbus Blue Jackets, 59 points. Washington Capitals with 59. That is the top 10 teams of the league so far. Surprisingly so far, the New York Islanders, 62 points. Very surprisingly that they are that high. Bottom 10 teams of the league. The New York Rangers with 49 points. The Edmonton Oilers with 49 points. The Arizona Coyotes with 48. The St. Louis Blues with 47. The Florida Panthers with 46. The Philadelphia Flyers with 44. The New Jersey Devils with 43, the first round list the first round draft pick less Ottawa Senators. I was trying to be cool. It very clearly didn't work out. Ottawa Senators with 43 points. Chicago Blackhawks with 43 points. Detroit Red Wings with 43 points. We have four teams there. New Jersey, Ottawa, Chicago, Detroit, all having 43 points. And the Los Angeles Kings sitting dead last with 42 points. That is it for the standings. That is it for today's show. I hope everybody enjoyed. I hope everybody is okay with the new switch in time and date. I had a great time today, and I hope everybody else enjoyed the show. I've been your host, Andrew Richard, and here is Redbone to walk us off. Have a great day.